what is Azure Stack and what is the need for an organization to have one in their data center?
So Azure Stack is new a portfolio of different products and solutions, if you will, and can basically extend Azure capabilities to the edge or to your location where you need them, right? So we went from just one single product, which was Azure Stack in the early beginnings. We went through now to three solutions, if you will. One being Azure Stack Hub, that's basically the previous Azure Stack solution. Then we have Azure Stack HCI, our hyper-converged virtualization system. And we have Azure Stack Edge, which is a single server right now, which is a first-party solution, which you can order right from the Azure portal and will be shipped to you. And it basically is designed to run like machine learning and AI on the edge, right? So you don't have to wait for these long latencies and stuff like that, which you have when you go to an Azure data center, which is further away. And for some like scenarios, like think about it, if you're in a factory where you want to like monitor pictures of the parts you produce, you don't want to wait, like you can't wait too long to like make a change. So you need to process that in the factory itself. And with Azure Stack Edge, we have a solution for that as well.
Thomas, you touched a little bit on three different offerings we have under Azure Stack, right? Namely, Azure Stack Edge, SCI, and Hub. Would you be able to quickly tell us what are the key differences between those three offerings and where they really fit when it comes to real customer requirements?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is again, it's as you said, it's a real portfolio now, right? It's a kind of like a family of solutions which we have. And I described already a little bit of Azure Stack Edge, again, bringing AI and fast compute to the edge, which is basically a first-party appliance you put in your data center or on your location, wherever you need it. And it can then, like, you can process there information using our machine learning services. And then you can still later on send out the data to Azure and store it for long-term analyzes or storage. So that's the Azure Stack Edge product. And again, we announced a couple of new capabilities. We are adding graphics adapters from NVIDIA to do even faster and better machine learning and AI capabilities. We have super fast storage in it. The team also announced at Ignite that we will have clustered solutions and that they will bring VMs on top of it as well. So depending on your scenario, Azure Stack Edge can be a very good solution for that. The other two I want to talk about a little bit deeper is Azure Stack Hub and Azure Stack HCI. And so let's start with Azure Stack Hub. And Azure Stack Hub, as I mentioned, was previously known as Azure Stack, right? That was basically the Azure Stack solution as we know it. And Azure Stack Hub really is a integrated system. And kind of like think about it as an appliance. It's like from 4 to 16 nodes. And it brings you your own instance of Azure Resource Manager, meaning your own APIs, your own portal, and their own Azure services, if you will. And this really allows our customers to bring services which run in Azure to their data center or their location wherever they need them, right? We have seen, like, for example, pictures where or scenarios where they put that in a car to do that, or I have seen customers using it for ticketing systems when they had large scale events. It basically allows them to run Azure services consistent wherever they need them, right? So we have, for example, people or companies building services on Azure PaaS services, web apps, and stuff like that. And today, well, before Azure Stack, let's put it that way, you couldn't really do that and run that in your data center, right? You did not have the same PaaS services capabilities. Now, with Azure Stack Hub, you really get all of that, right? You get the same look and feel, you get the same API, so you can also use the same Azure Resource Manager, and you get also a subset of the Azure services, again, like web apps, for example. So Azure Stack Hub is really about bringing that consistent experience to the location wherever you need Azure. And then the last one I want to talk about in the family, but last but not least, is Azure Stack HCI. Azure Stack HCI is our hyper-converged solution, if you will. It's designed for pure virtualization or storage needs. So you can go from a small two-node cluster in the field or at the edge or in the branch office or wherever you need it to up to like really large scale 16 node clusters with terabytes or petabytes of storage. And then also a lot of CPU power, super fast if you need it as well. And it can really be used. It's like there are a couple of different scenarios you can use it, but think about everything which basically create virtual machines or where you need a large amount of fast storage or also just a lot of capacity. You can build different scenarios there. And it's basically what it is. It takes the power of Windows Server 2019 with Hyper-V, Storage Spaces Direct, the software-defined networking stack, and adds validated hardware from our OEMs. I think there are now over 200 solutions out there. Like when I speak about solutions, I mean different types of servers from our OEMs. And there are like, I don't know, 20, 30, maybe even 50 OEMs out there which produce these servers. And you can really like go out and check like, hey, what do I need, right? And they are validated and make sure that they are actually running very well with the Azure Stack HCI solution or Windows Server 2019. And then you can use a tool like Windows Admin Center. Again, this is very optional. You can basically use that and manage your systems, your hyperconverged systems as well as your servers. And again, this is all, you can run that in your on-prem data center. There is no Azure readed. It's just like your on-prem data center. You don't have to connect it to Azure. The only thing you basically need are Windows Server licenses as well as the validated hardware. But optionally, if you want to, you can then easily go out and connect Azure services. You can go out and say, hey, I want to make sure that, like, look, I have this great solutions, all my servers are running here, but I want to back them up or create disaster recovery experience to Azure, right? So when my location is not available anymore, my data center is not available anymore, or just my cluster, I can basically go out and say, hey, okay, I backed it up in Azure or I fail it over to Azure and use that. But this is, again, completely optional. You don't have to use it in that way. And if you're interested in the Azure Stack HCI solutions, again, I talked about there are a lot of out there. If you look for the Azure Stack HCI solution catalog, there you can find all the different options which we have out there.
So I'm pretty sure, Thomas, you have a lot of experience working with real customers on different real use cases with Azure Stack Hub. Would you be able to tell us a few use cases where you have had that experience with real customers?
Yeah. I have a couple of, like, I had a little bit of experience before I joined Microsoft. I was working as a consultant and architect in the Azure space with our customers, and I was involved in a couple of Azure Stack Hub projects, if you will, and also, like, we were also running a couple of Azure Stack Hub boxes as well. And then when I'm now in Microsoft, obviously I'm talking a lot about Azure Stack and Azure Stack Hub, and I'm also often like brought in into some customer conversations where the team is talking about Azure Stack Hub and they want to have someone from Azure Engineering talking about it as well and answering the questions a customer might have. So yeah, Azure Stack Hub really is, in my opinion, like a really great solution, especially because it enables our customer again to run all the Azure services wherever they need them. And there are a lot of different reasons you want to do that, right? I mean, we have a lot of Azure regions around the world. So customers can basically run in these Azure regions. They can pick the location they want. However, what the team heard from customers or the Azure team heard from customers is that, look, for certain reasons, we can't really use an Azure region. So this can be, for example, latency reasons. So if your network, you don't have a good network bandwidth or you have no network bandwidth at all, think about, for example, a cruise ship or something like that, right? Where you don't have internet when you're on sea or just very bad internet and you cannot really like rely on that. So that's, for example, a scenario where you can bring in Azure Stack into your environment. Again, cruise ship is one scenario, but you can also say like, hey, we have branch offices which just don't have a connection, a really good connection to Azure. Or in our data center, well, we run services and we run some services in the cloud, but this specific application we have here doesn't really deal well with latency, right? It says, okay, hey, we can't have 20, 30 or 50 milliseconds to the next location. We need like a faster experience. So that's also where you can bring in Azure Stack Hub. And then the other one, a big reason we see as well is like compliance and regulatory reasons, right? Whereas people say, hey, that data can't leave, for example, the country, or do you have internal reasons where it says, hey, it needs to stay in our premises, right? We have seen that. I have seen that as well, where people just said, hey, we don't have the regulations, but our boss, our CEO says everything needs to stay in our data center. And we still want to take advantage of these Azure services. So we need something here. And that would be an Azure Stack Hub, right? And again, I also see a lot of customers, there's not Azure, it's not I use Azure versus Azure Stack Hub. It's really about like combining those things, right? Like the workloads you can run in Azure, that's fine, you run in Azure. And the other thing you can't run, you take Azure Stack Hub, right? So it really depends on your needs. And actually what we are doing is just offering you where bringing Azure and Azure services to wherever location you need. And then the last one is really where I can see one of the use cases I saw a lot is like modernization of applications, right? Where we went into and said, hey, the customer, look, we as a customer, we are not ready yet to move everything to the cloud, but we want to get started with this cloud applications. We want to go into infrastructure as code. We want to take advantage of PaaS services. We want to get like to do that, but we want to do it in our data center under our terms. And that's where Azure Stack Hub can help as well, right? So there are very interesting scenarios. I had, for example, one customer as well, which I always add because I find it such a great story. They have a website. They produce some very cool products. And they have a website, and they put that on Azure, a very large website running on web apps and VMs partly and stuff like that. And so they take advantage of that. However, once a year, they have this event where they launch new products. And it's so top secret that they're not allowed from the CEO and from the management and from like everyone to put anything outside of their buildings, right? They cannot have pictures going out. They cannot have like information going out. It's just a general rule. It has to stay in our building. So that means the people who actually built the launch website, like the new website, which will be released on the launch day with the web shop, maybe, or whatever it will be, they built that and they need these app services, right? So what they did is basically they bought an Azure Stack Hub, they put it into their data center, and they basically are creating this new website with the new products, which are top secret, on that Azure Stack Hub. And then when it's ready, they move them to Azure at the launch day. So that's another great example. And again, it just gives customers so much opportunity to take advantage of these Azure services.
So if there's any customer who wants to purchase Azure Stack, what are the options available and how they can purchase it?
Yeah. So if we talk about Azure Stack Hub, then what you would do basically, obviously talk, the best thing you can do is obviously talk to your Microsoft account manager, right? He can help you with that and also help you like, hey, is this the right thing? And help you like do certain stuff. But if you then were actually going out, you're basically going out to one of our OEM partners and you're going out and like whatever your preferred OEM is, if he offers an Azure Stack, you basically talk to him and say, hey, I need it for this. You're going to size it. You're going to say, hey, how large does an Azure Stack need to be, right? You can add nodes later on, but there are certain decisions you need to make. How many VMs do I need to run on it? How many cores do I need? How much RAM? How much storage? And they will help that. There is a tool out there called the Azure Stack Capacity Calculator, which helps basically people to find out, hey, what do I actually need? And then you order that. When you order that, after that, you will get a sheet, a configuration sheet, if you will, where you need to enter some data. like, okay, what's the name of your Azure Stack Hub instance? What's the network IP addresses you want to use? What is like DNS resolution and all of that? Like really technical questions, which is needed to integrate Azure Stack in your data center. After you send this information to the OEM, they can basically go out and build your system. Like what they're going to do is they use their own hardware, obviously, and build that together. And they start to build the configuration. They then know, hey, okay, these are the IP addresses the customer wants to use. This is, for example, the Azure Active Directory or the local Active Directory they want to use to connect it. All of that, right? And then they will build that solution, and then a couple of, depending on the OEM, weeks or later, they will basically ship that to the location you said you want to have it. And then they will rack it up in your data center or in your location, and basically install and start the automated installer based on your information. So it's completely integrated into that. And that takes around, I would say, I mean, like what I calculate usually is like 4 days to make everything complete. We always calculate with 5 days, but usually if everything goes fine, it's like 4 days. And the first one is really someone coming in from the OEM, putting everything into the rack, right? Or if you ordered it with a rack, putting that into the data center and making sure that the cabling is done the right way and everything. The second day is basically where then like the base installation starts. And the base installation is really just a completely automated script where it takes the configuration file and then starts installing everything. This then runs for quite a couple of hours to complete. And after that, like day 3 and 4, they're basically just to like do some additional configuration, integrate it into your data center. Think about like things like monitoring and stuff like that, which you want to integrate. And again, if there is anything like training a little bit, like explaining a little bit how things are working with the customer team, because you still need to operate it, right? In many cases, if there's still someone needs to like say, hey, update now and click the button to update the whole stack and things like that. So this is basically where you go out. But again, I highly encourage you to talk to your Microsoft employees locally to make sure that they can help you making the right decisions and have a look at that.
So how support model works? Because this is going to be a key question for most of our customers. So if I'm a customer, should I reach out to the OEM or Microsoft if something goes wrong?
That's, by the way, an excellent question. And I love this because there's such a great solution in place for this. So let's say we have every Azure Stack, you have two support contracts. You have one with the OEM, you have the hardware one from, and you have the other one, which is from Microsoft. And if you, let's say you don't have an Azure Stack, you're like a lot of companies are aware of, like, if you have an issue with your virtualization environment, what happens often is that you call the virtualization software vendor and he says, yeah, it's a hardware issue, and hangs up. And then you call the hardware vendor and he says, well, that's a software issue, and hangs up, right? And you're sitting there, what the hell is going on? In this case, really, in this case of Azure Stack, you can call either the OEM or Microsoft. Doesn't matter. If you call Microsoft and we find out it's a hardware issue, we will directly talk. Our support will directly talk to the OEM. We don't say, hey, you call the OEM. No. Our engineers will do that. They will directly talk to them. They are directly connected to each other. So they're using the background. The OEM engineers and the Azure Microsoft support engineers, they can talk to each other using like Microsoft Teams and things like that to make sure, okay, hey, the customer gets the best support. Same thing happens if you connect to the OEM, because you think, obviously, like if you think it's a hardware issue, you call the OEM. They say, hey, okay, we know that issue, but it's maybe also software. So we also add Microsoft to it. So it's really, those teams are really working really well together. It's not that any one of the vendors, the OEMs or Microsoft will say, hey, that's not our issue. Everyone will help to solve that issue for you.
So if I'm interested in trying out Azure Stack features, is there any way to try out without investing on the whole thing?
Yeah, so that is that's a question we get often from customers, like, look, okay, if I buy an Azure Stack, I mean, I want to first test it out and see how it looks and feels and what do I need to do. And so we have two options. So if you want to look at the services, if they run on Azure Stack, because we have, obviously, we have a couple of the services in Azure, and we don't have everything in Azure Stack, right? We have a subset of these services. So what you can do, there is a Azure policies you could deploy on your Azure Stack subscription. And then it will basically limit the functionality of that Azure subscription to the capabilities of Azure Stack. And you could basically try out, is that application working? But if you want to have more and a better experience and want to see like also like how to manage it and how everything looks like, get real the look and feel, there is the Azure Stack ASDK, right? The development kit, which is basically a free download. You can go out and download it. It's also an automated installation. The only thing you will need is one server, a very large server. I think we need like at least 128 gigs of memory and a couple of cores and a couple of disks, but you can look up these requirements and then you can go out and install that ASDK on that single machine. Obviously, it's not meant for production. It's not a single machine, so it's a single point of failure. You can't update it. It's just one-time installation, right? But it really gives you a good look at, hey, what can Azure Stack do? What are the options here? And you can have a look at, for example, the Azure Stack portal for the tenants, as well as the Azure Stack portal for the admin, right? That's also very interesting. How do I operate in Azure Stack? What do I see? What do I have access to? So you have that solution. Again, also here, you can do what we usually do often with customers is you can do a POC with that specific like setting and do say, hey, okay, instead of buying now everything already, we just buy, like we have a single server with a lot of RAM and certain other requirements, and then we install that and we have a look at how it works. The third option I want to mention is if you're working with your OEM, they sometimes also offer you to like do remote POCs, right? So I know from a couple of OEMs, they have Azure Stacks installed and ready in their technology centers, basically. And then you can do a remote connection to one of these Azure Stacks and try it out for a week or so and test it. Obviously, that would not be in your location, but that would obviously give you like access to a full Azure Stack to try it out. So there are like three options. You can do the policy thing in Azure. That's the easiest, like the simplest thing to do. But again, it will not give you the look and feel of an Azure Stack. The third one really is the second one is the ASDK, the development kit, which you can install on a single node, try it out in your data center, in your location, wherever you want to have it. And then the third one really is like together with an OEM, if they give you access to one they have in their technology center to try it out.
Any limitations in terms of PaaS services on Azure Stack?
So yeah, absolutely. So this is also a great question again. There are so many, like if you look at Azure, there are so many Azure services, right? It's like unbelievable. And we also add more and more. We update Azure daily. And that's obviously challenging when it comes to like something which doesn't run in our data center. So we don't offer all these services on Azure Stack we have in Azure. But we have, for example, we have web apps, we have functions, we have like Azure Container Service, for example, and stuff like that ready for you to use. Obviously, all the IaaS capabilities, like so virtual machines, virtual networking, blob storage, all of that is there. We also have a database as a service resource provider as well. And again, we're working with teams to bring more of these capabilities depending on customer needs. I would highly recommend if you're looking for, if your solution is running, again, there's very good documentations on which Azure resource provider, meaning which PaaS services and which other Azure services are supported on Azure Stack Hub. So I highly recommend to have a look at this, depending on what your application needs, right? Again, with every Azure Stack installation, you get the base services like infrastructure as a service, virtual machines, virtual networking, storage, and all of that. And the great thing about it is even you're just, for example, if you have customers there, you're just using virtual machines and virtual networking and storage, they can take advantage of the Azure Resource Manager templates they already have for Azure, for example. They can say, hey, I want to quickly deploy like 10 new virtual machines for a dev environment. They take that template they have in Azure. They maybe need to slightly modify it depending on the needs, but then they deploy it and then they basically have the same setup, right? So there, it really depends on the needs you have. And again, we are adding, the team is adding more and more of these services over time. Again, if it comes to like certain services, we already have a good set there.